Good day, I'm Anjui James-Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, February 20. Coming up, government to strengthen financial accountability and efficiency during new legislative year. PIOJ to finalize plans for second phase of pilot project on climate resilience and $466 million allocated to construct new classrooms for secondary schools. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Now the news. The government intends to strengthen the level of financial accountability and efficiency of the public sector during the new legislative year. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says the administration will also be strengthening its capacity to effectively regulate financial institutions, ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, and combat financial crimes. These moves, he notes, are integral parts of the government's ongoing economic reform agenda, which has yielded positive results over the past few years.
The benefits of credible economic policies are evidenced by the macroeconomic stability, low inflation, strong international reserves, and lower current account deficits. Macroeconomic stability has been supported by strong fiscal discipline, which has delivered the requisite primary surpluses to put public debt on a firm downward trajectory.
The Governor General was delivering the throne speech at the ceremonial opening of Parliament recently. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is finalizing plans for the second phase of its pilot project for climate resilience, set to be rolled out in the new fiscal year. The project seeks to improve the quality and use of climate-related data and information for effective development planning and action. The second phase is being implemented to the tune of $139 million. PIOJ Director General Dr. Wayne Henry says the initiative is part of ongoing efforts to transform Jamaica into a climate-resilient economy and society.
Given our location in a multi-hazard zone and the nation's climate sensitivity, the transformation that we seek cannot be attained in a condition of paucity of climate and weather information. It can only be realized when the Jamaican population at all levels, and including vulnerable groups, are able to access, understand, and utilize relevant and good quality climate and weather information to adapt current and future livelihood activities.
Under the second phase of the project, the PIOJ will, among other things, launch a behavior change campaign, continue public education initiatives, as well as complete data rescue and capacity building activities in the Meteorology Service of Jamaica. The government has allocated $466 million to construct new classrooms for secondary schools and ramps for disabled students. The details of the projects are outlined in the 2018-2019 estimates of expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives recently. The new classrooms will be constructed under the Education Transformation Program ETP, with the objective of alleviating the shift system and overcrowding in secondary schools in all 14 parishes. Additionally, 5 schools will benefit from the construction of new classrooms on their campuses. They are Maldon High, Spanish Town High, Innswood High, Mushet High, and Eltham High Schools. Disabled students will also benefit as ramps will be constructed at 25 high schools across the island. The National Education Trust Limited Net will be responsible for the provision of the new classrooms and the ramps in schools. And a Research, Innovation and Product Development Department is to be established at eGov Jamaica Limited to explore new technologies and methodologies for e-government services. eGov is the entity responsible for implementing information and communications technology ICT projects across ministries, departments and agencies of the Government of Jamaica. Chief Executive Officer of eGov, Maurice Barnes, says the new department will come on stream in March.
This department will be charged with the responsibility of researching new technology and methodologies and also executing the first GOJ hackathon, which will see participate from the entire GOJ landscape.
Mr. Barnes was speaking at an eGov Jamaica Limited two-day hackathon staged in collaboration with IBM World Trade Corporation recently. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.